This is PodTech News on Tuesday, July 25th. I'm Catherine Girardeau. We're having a heat wave here in Silicon Valley, and the heat is also on in the world of silicon chip making. Number two chipmaker Advanced Micro Devices put the pedal to rival Intel's Metal yesterday when it announced plans to acquire Canadian graphic cards manufacturer ATI Technologies. The deal is worth $5.4 billion in cash and stock. The move is subject to approval from shareholders and regulators. It could position AMD to be the world's largest provider of graphics chips. Such chips power rich media applications like high-definition TV, gaming, and mobile entertainment. Analysts are saying this could shore up AMD in its battle with Intel for the number one spot in the market for personal computer microprocessors. It's old news by now that number one chipmaker, Intel Corporation, will launch the Intel Core 2 Duo processors at a press event Thursday. The new chips have been getting wildly enthusiastic reviews from tech hardware reviewers who are calling it things like the new king and the most impressive piece of silicon the world has ever seen. Intel's manager of technical PR, Dan Snyder, gives us a preview of just what the geek press is so excited about.
I think it really comes down to that whole defying the laws of physics, 40% more performance at 40% less power consumption. And basically, this is on a 65-nanometer process. So this is a teeny-eeny-weeny little process that our fabs crank out all day long. Basically, if you took 1,400 of these transistors on one of these processors, they could fit inside the diameter of a human hair. We're getting real small here on this stuff. Another interesting analogy, just in terms of our process technology that our factories are cranking out on a daily basis, is the lithography, which means kind of the laser etching that is done to produce these parts. It's the equivalent of beaming a penny on the surface of the Earth from the moon. That's the kind of scales we're talking about with this technology. I've never seen this kind of overwhelming response to one of our product launches from my technical press in years, and I've been at Intel almost 15 years.
One reviewer said the big story here is that Intel has replaced its troubled NetBurst microarchitecture with a world beater. So what exactly was wrong with NetBurst?
Well, it's interesting. A few people have positioned it that way, but I've never looked at it as something being wrong, per se, with the previous generations of parts. People tend to forget that there are millions and millions of Pentium processors and Pentium 4s and Pentium 3 processors out there, and people are happily using them and having no problems whatsoever and communicating and having a great time. I think what happened is that the gigahertz wall was reached, and the whole industry really hit this wall in terms of gigahertz. You can't just crank up the speed of the processor alone, so you started seeing things like power consumption going up, systems getting hot. Everyone's seen one of those PCs with the loud fans that sounds like a jet taking off or a hairdryer or something like that. And that era has really been squelched for a while here because of the engineers have come up with some real innovative technology in these new processors, so you can have innovative new small form factors. You could get a PC that does look about as small as a notebook computer. So there's a lot of interesting things that have gone on with the engineering.
That was Dan Snyder, Intel's manager of technical PR for North America. This is PodTech News.